And with us this week on Cranford Dental Opens Up, Dr. Elizabeth Robinson, who is part of the Cranford Dental team, and she's a mother herself. So why is it important, Dr. Robinson, to get children at a young age involved with a dentist?
I think the earlier you introduce your child to the dentist, the more likely they are to have positive experiences. And we see that dental anxiety is a real thing. But if we can capture children at a young age and they're able to see the positive experiences their parents have at the dentist and able to have good experiences themselves, it helps set them up for a lifetime of dental health.
And even though you may think nothing could be wrong with your young child's teeth at such an early age, my guess is you see problems at early ages all the time.
That's true. Even babies and children at very young ages can have dental decay. Oftentimes we're checking for developmental things such as lip ties and tongue ties, things that we can catch at an early age. Sometimes the earlier you notice something, the easier it is for parents to go ahead and do something about it to prevent problems in the future.
You anticipated my next question. The earlier you detect a problem, the easier it is to treat it.
Yes, especially dental decay, for example. Sometimes we can see pre-cavities and things we can talk about that you can be doing at home to prevent the teeth from getting cavities and needing fillings in the future.
One last question. What age should they bring their child in?
It's recommended that a child has a family dental home by the age of one or as soon as their first tooth comes in. We usually start educating parents as soon as the baby comes, and we usually start seeing patients around age two.
Dr. Elizabeth Robinson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to CranfordDental.com.